This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not sure this is what he meant, but Don Cussin brought down a big check. It's probably, what, 3x4, 2.5 yeah. by 4? I don't know. It's a big check.
You said bring down a big check.
I it is a big check, and it's a good number, too. Don Cussin, Cussin Automotive, of course, you know, our broadcast sponsor today, longtime supporter of the Holiday Store, longtime supporter of WTIC, and just all around decent dude. How's it going?
Brian, good morning. Thank you for having me here. Absolutely. It's going well. Life has been very crazy. It's crazy for everybody, as we know. We've had a heck of a year.
Sounds like things are good for you guys, though.
Well, the automotive industry is going through a whole, you know, big change, right? Are we driving electric? Are we driving battery operated? What are we going to do?
It's funny. 2 years ago, you thought, like, everything is going to be electric, right? And now it just reversed.
Right? And Joey just keeps telling me about a 74 Volkswagen he wants to keep driving all the time. So, you know, where are we going? And part of what we do is alternative fuel. We are heavily involved in alternative fuel. Most people.
What do you mean by that?
So when we talk about alternative fuel, so we have battery electric alternative fuel. Yep. We have CNG. We have LNG. Well, we have to specialize in something. We can't do it all. So we've gotten involved with propane autogas, and most people don't even know.
So vehicles, there are vehicles that run on propane?
Correct. And it's called autogas.
You can't get that at the Shell station down the street.
Well, you know what? Over in Hartford, there's a Pride station in Hartford, downtown Hartford, that has all the alternative fuels.
Really?
Yep. So they've got the propane autogas station there. They've got electric. They got the Tesla fill. There's even a hydrogen filling component over there. It's not being used right now, but... You know,
but with propane, so like regular cars or these truck fleets or like what kind of stuff?
So the majority of what we're dealing with are the truck fleets. We don't need to have a small car that's getting 34, 45 miles to the gallon to run on autogas. Today's technology, today's cars, they have got these in a position where the cars run so well, so clean.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't need to worry about that. What we do need to worry about is the larger trucks, those work trucks that you see out on the roads all the time, the delivery vehicles. So in the state of Connecticut, 45% of our emissions in the state of Connecticut come from medium and heavy-duty vehicles.
Huh.
45% medium and heavy-duty vehicles. So what can we do? So as an automotive technician, I've always been involved with autogas. I've been involved with autogas for a long time, back in the 80s, the 90s, and this century here now. So I work with Roush Clean Tech. I work with Blossman Autogas, and we do conversions. We get involved with the fleets.
And a lot of businesses want to do it?
And a lot of businesses want to do it. They see the return, first of all, return on investment. There's a tax incentive on the cost of fuel. There's a little bit of tax incentive that does come back. And clean tailpipe emissions. So here in the state, let's just talk about school buses. So here in our state, in Connecticut, we have over 700 school buses that run on propane autogas.
I had no idea.
Nobody knows that.
Yeah.
No one knows that. So we need to get out there, and we need to talk a little bit more about all this activity. And why would we not run school buses on something that's clean? We talk about well-to-wheel. Carbon intensity. Carbon intensity, when we look at electric school buses, and I'm not here to you know, argue about electric school buses, they are fine. But the cost at the end of the day, what is the true cost at the end of the day? So propane autogas is a component that we can bring, call it a bridge fuel to the future, but is a fuel that works today and a fuel that will work tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'm not political. I've long felt that there was this either or approach to energy in this country, which is frankly, is I don't want to say dumb, but it's kind of dumb. Like we should be exploring all electric, but also still drilling for oil.
Absolutely.
And like why you do it all at once, and then you lay it on the table, and then things will the market will dictate what happens.
Correct. What makes sense? Look, there is a place for battery electric operated vehicles. There is. But when we start getting into this real heavy equipment.
Well, you can't because the batteries are too heavy.
They ruin the roads. That's exactly it. You have these bridge rules where a truck can only be X amount of weight. All right, so how many batteries can you put in it? How far is that vehicle going to go? Where's the infrastructure to charge all that?
It doesn't make sense yet.
No, that's right. It doesn't.
We're talking with Don Cusson from Cusson Automotive. Proud to have them as our broadcast sponsor here today at the Holiday Store at the Homewood Suites in Glastonbury on Glastonbury Boulevard. Come down. You know, I have so many things to ask you, and we have so little time before, because I could talk about the car stuff all day long.
Sure.
And you know, Cusson does everything. You go to CustonAutomotive.com, you can see. I mean, they'll do your oil change, and they'll do your propane conversion, whatever you need. And just before we get back to the business, why is it important for you to do this and be here with us?
So why is this is important. Midge, my gosh, why are you not a general or a much higher commanding officer at this point? The energy that you put in is incredible. And I congratulate you and thank you for what you do. I know he said it 100 times. You're a troublemaker?
She's the chief troublemaker.
Oh.
Yeah, that's her, job.
Someone's got to have that title. I know that.
But seriously, Don, like, you guys are here every single year.
Why are we doing this? We're doing this because it's the right thing to do. Okay, we have been very successful in our business, and we see every single day there's suffering that's happening for one reason or another. The people are polarized, right? Especially this past year, and we don't want to go down that road. Just yesterday, a prime example of what we deal with at times. I had a person call me with a motorhome. He's out in Harlington, and he's like, I don't know anything about vehicles, but I'm supposed to be going to Disney tomorrow, and Disney next week, and I got five kids, and I had somebody look at my vehicle, and they're telling me it needs an engine. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you at this point, but I'm going to talk to you, and we're going to work something out. Well, I questioned him to death about the vehicle, everything about the vehicle, everything he could tell me about it. And I said, you need a battery. You need a battery and you need some connections. He said, well, they're telling me I need an engine. Disregard that. Disregard what you just told me. You've been running the thing, et cetera. So anyway, I said, here's where you're going to go. You're going to get this battery. That's the model number battery you're going to get. And you're going to put it in the vehicle and you're going to call me back. You're going to make sure the cables are good. Is there someone there that can do this? So he says to me, I got a 14-year-old son that can do this. I go, okay, perfect. Let's make sure the cables are clean and tight and this and that, and they go on correctly. You got to make sure that's done, and you're going to call me back. He called me back in 2 hours. He goes, you don't even know what you've just done for my family. I said, is the vehicle running? It's running. I said, okay, go get the oil changed and everything. Make sure all the other fluids are good, and now you can go to Disney.
Extra $1,000 that he can enjoy Disney.
Right?
Yeah.
So I took that time because I heard the stress in that guy's voice. Trust me, like you, we all have too much to do. I needed to do something for that guy because no one was helping him. Nobody wanted to help the guy. He wasn't going anywhere. And as soon as it was five kids, we're going to go to Disney and we're not going to go now and it's going to be ugly. All right.
Didn't make a penny off it.
No. It was just the right thing to do. And so this is the other example of the right thing to do. And I truly believe we have to help those that we can help, and this is all part of it. We talked earlier a little bit in Asheville, what went on down there in North Carolina, the disaster down there. So
Major was down there for 2 weeks.
I heard that. And I didn't go there. However, I'm a Cummins dealer, and I sell Onan generators, and we have what's called dual-power, dual-fuel generators, and they run on gasoline or they run on propane, right? They got to run on propane, right? So what did we do? We sent down a bunch of generators down there to the company that I do a tremendous amount of work for, and I relied on them to disperse the generators to the people that needed them the most. I said, look, I don't know the area. I know the area is beautiful. I've been down there 4 years ago. You need to be able to do what you can do with these things, and that's what we did.
Yeah, I bet Cummins is pretty appreciative of that.
Well,
hey, we're out of time here. Don, thank you
Thank you very much.
Thank you for everything you do. And, of course, Cusson Automotive. I didn't even get to talk about labor. I want to talk about all this stuff with you.
I can hang around.
All right. Well, maybe we'll try to squeeze in some more conversation or have you in another time. Maybe just on regular programming to talk shop.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Don Cusson, Cusson Automotive, of course, the broadcast sponsor for today's Holiday Store.